A popular lecture and conversation series in New York City looks at life's biggest questions. Eric Metaxas is a New York Times bestselling author, radio host, and founder of Socrates in the City. Eric joined us at the National Religious Broadcasters Convention in Nashville, Tennessee.
Where did you get the idea for the Socrates in the City series?
Well, let's see. I had just moved to New York. My daughter was born, and my wife and I said we want to move into Manhattan because God's calling us to be there. And maybe that sounds crazy, but of course I am crazy, so it's appropriate. I just felt we want to go to Manhattan, and this friend of mine said, hey, why don't you know, Eric, you just... It wouldn't be good for you to run a seeker-friendly Bible study or something because, you know, you're articulate or you speak to New Yorkers. And I said, yeah, that's a great idea. And he starts talking to me about it, and he got me all confused about what exactly it should be like. And I spent a weekend with some friends, among whom was Oz Guinness, the great writer and thinker Oz Guinness. And as I was talking to Oz about this, he said, why don't you have a thing where somebody like me can come and I can speak, and then we can do a Q&A and whatever. And I began to think, wouldn't it be wonderful, especially for New York, to have folks like this and who are articulate, who can think about the big questions from a reasonably biblical point of view, not always about that, but... And I tell you, Socrates said the unexamined life is not worth living. Let's just do that and trust that, you know, God has a larger plan, that everybody's seeking truth, not just Christians. And so we started it, and we've had tremendous speakers. I mean, you can look at our book, Socrates in the City. The book has just a handful of them, but we've had... I mean, they have been utterly spectacular. What can I tell you? It's been amazing.
You've had a diverse group. How do you choose them?
Well, it's not easy, but it's also not hard. We can't pay very much, so that, you know, that weeds out millions. And then we have to, if the person is coming through New York, that sort of is another helpful thing. If they've written a book that I'm familiar with and are speaking to the big questions, but the key really is that these folks need to be more than just great thinkers. They need to be great communicators, great speakers, because there are many great thinkers who you put in front of a microphone, and they're not going to be able to connect with a crowd, especially a crowd maybe of jaded New Yorkers, you know. So I want somebody who can really, fire people's minds up and get them excited again about big ideas in the way that they were maybe when they were undergraduates, you know, to really begin to think again.
Doesn't everything begin with the big ideas?
Ultimately, yes. That's a big question itself. Ultimately, yes. I think that the reason we did this was because you get the impression that people, especially as they get on in life, they get busy, and they stop growing and thinking. And I said, I think it's very important for folks, especially business people who are, you know, in places like Manhattan, they're leading their lives, they're busy. They're no longer reading great books or thinking these deeper thoughts. Wouldn't it be great if we could lure them into an environment? It's a fancy private club. There's wine, there's hors d'oeuvres, attractive pseudo-sophisticates. And it really feels like a social event because it is a social event. But they're introduced to these ideas. And by the time they walk out, they say, how is it that I've never heard of Oz Guinness or whoever the speaker was? And they buy the books. And it's really been almost like a movement in a way. I mean, we've started to do it around the country, and it's been amazing.
More information is available at SocratesInTheCity.com, and we'll have more with Eric Metaxas in our next report. Paul Ladd, Nashville.